knock on our door. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that love is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Tender.
Hey, how you doing, Jack?
I like a brew, thank you.
Great. Here's your beer.
And there's my fantasy.
Forget it, Jack. She's a real iceberg.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, just watch Sonny Jock Tripper melt her down, lad. Haven't I seen you someplace before?
That's so original. Would you mind if I wrote it down?
Oh, that's so funny. But seriously, it's just that I never know what to say to a beautiful woman.
How about goodbye?
Well, that's a very good book. Everybody dies at the end. Enjoy.
What'd I tell you?
I don't want to talk about it.
I tried to warn you that.
I don't want to talk about it. Hi, Jack. Hey, Larry, what is that?
What's what?
You know what? Oh, you noticed. What do you think? I think it's strange. You didn't have it yesterday.
Shh. I just bought it.
You bought it?
Yeah. At Lane's Hair Salon in Beverly Hills. They got any kind you want.
But why, Larry?
Women, Jack. That's what they go for today. Guys with mustaches.
Oh, come on.
No. Look at Tom Selleck. Burt Reynolds.
Hey, did it ever occur to you that those guys have something going for them besides mustaches?
Yeah. Women, money.
Talent.
Don't give me time, Jack. I just put this on an hour ago.
Yo, Mike. Beer me.
What? Well, what have we here?
You're wasting your time, Lawrence. I already tried and had a major strikeout.
I'm not surprised. Excuse me.
Oh, you're just in time, Mike. Larry will be right back. Take a look.
I'm looking.
Is she giving him the cold shoulder?
Yeah.
I knew it.
And all the rest of her, too.
Huh? Larry!
I hope this won't take long.
What did you say to her? I came up with a beaut. I said, haven't I seen you someplace before? Get her.
Not tonight, you won't.
How could she fall for a stupid line like that?
Well, maybe it sounds better through a mustache.
Yeah, well, Michael, that's the dumbest thing you ever said. Mustache. Hello. I'm Jack Tripper. I think I have an appointment.
You're mine. I'm Lane.
Lane?
With a Y.
Oh, hi. I'm Jack with a J. I'm here to...
Say nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can do something.
What?
Lighten up that mousy color.
What?
And perm away that stringy texture.
But
we'll have a brand new you.
No. I like me the way I am.
You're kidding.
Mm. No, I'm just here for a mustache.
Well, every little bit helps.
Thank you.
Sit.
Oh, sure. Mr. Lane, the kind of mustache I'm interested in is...
Pick.
Oh. Boy, this is going to be a hairy decision, isn't it?
Excuse me.
Howdy, boy. Yeah, won't you come on up to the bar? Wait a minute. Ain't you Billy the Kid? I can tell by the diapers. Yeah. Just a joke, son. Watch out. You dead, but you dry.
Maybe not.
Oh, darling, I cannot live without you. Come with me to the Casbah.
Just say the word.
You know, I gotta tell you, I don't think these are quite right. Do you have anything that would be attractive to women?
Well, Robert Redford, but he doesn't come in till Thursday.
Hi. Anybody home? Come in, it's open.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, I just saw Larry, and you wouldn't believe what he's got on his face.
Not you too.
Mr. Furley, the reason I got this mustache
I understand. You don't have to tell me. I think it's a good idea.
You do?
Sure. There's nothing like a macho mustache. You could fool a lot of people with that.
Mr. Furley.
Might not be a bad idea to get a tattoo. You know, something manly like an anchor, a dagger, a screeching eagle.
Mr. Furley, I got things
but
I got.
But stay away from angels and Cupid dolls.
Don't you have something you should fix, Mr. Furley?
Did I ever tell you about the trouble I had with the mustache?
Look, what kind of trouble?
Well, I had this little check down in Phoenix.
We'd probably still be going hot and heavy except for one little thing.
She didn't like your mustache?
No, I didn't like hers. It was a ticklish situation.
I bet it was. Thank you very much, Mr. Furley.
Hey, Jack. Well, don't you notice anything different about me?
What?
My dress, silly. Look, Jack, I bought it on sale at Kruger's and... What's that?
It's called a mustache.
I know what it's called, but what's it doing on your face?
Janet, I bought it on a whim because I felt like the same reason you bought that new dress.
What, you got a date with Gary McDonald?
I would... Don't touch it, Janet. No, I just wanted a change. I thought I'd try a different look.
Oh, I'm very glad that you did.
Thank you.
It gave me the best laugh I've had in weeks.
Don't ever touch it. Don't touch
Nancy,
it. No.
Hi, Janet. Hi, Jack. What a day. I'm exhausted.
Harry, honey, you want to see something really funny?
Oh, I can hardly keep my eyes open.
You hear that, Janet? She's too tired to laugh. Let's forget it, okay?
Oh, forget what?
This. Oh. Look. Doesn't he look silly?
Oh, Terry can come up with a better word than that. How about stupid or weird? Let's not forget moss mouth or push broom lip. You know, anything you want, Terry. Go ahead, pick one. Step on me.
Go ahead, Terry, tell him. Do you see this, Jack? She is speechless.
I wish I could say the same for you. I'm going to the Beagle.
Jack?
What?
Can I go with you?
Huh?
Please?
Sure, if you want to.
Jack? Whoa, wait, I thought you were really tired. Not anymore. Oh.
if I keep this up, they're going to send me to the penitentiary. Where I'll be severely punished.
Stop! I gotta stop.
What's so funny?
What are you doing up?
Well, I heard you guys come in. What's so funny?
Oh, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, Janet, it's too punny for you. Anyway.
How was the Beagle?
We didn't go to the Beagle, Janet. It was too crowded.
Oh?
Yeah, we decided to take a long walk on the beach.
Oh. Oh, yes. You know, there are so many things about Jack that I never knew before.
Go on with you.
He's really deep.
Pshaw, pshaw.
No, really, he said so many interesting things.
Oh, really? Well, Jack, I'd love to hear something interesting from you.
Sorry, Janet, I'm all interesting thinged out, I must
I have to go to bed.
Okay.
Oh, Jack, thank you for a wonderful evening.
Anytime, Terrence. Anytime.
Sure.
Okay. Oh. Hey, are you okay? You okay?
I am now.
You know, and don't trip over those beds, okay? Leave that to me.
What happened with you two?
Nothing.
Something must have happened, Jack. She couldn't take her eyes off you.
Lots of girls have that problem. No, I gotta tell you, you know, that Larry was right. This mustache works like a charm.
Get out. It's not your silly mustache. What do you think, Terry's a child?
No, she's all grown up.
That's right. So it must be something else making her act that way.
Act what way?
You know, like she's in love with you.
But she's in love with me?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Of course it's stupid. But you saw her.
Will you get off it? One little walk and you think she's in love with me? Janet, your imagination is working overtime.
Oh, Jack?
Yeah?
I forgot to give you a goodnight kiss.
How sweet. Nighty-night.
Mm.
She's in love with me!
Oh, Jack.
Hi, Janet. Isn't it a beautiful morning?
Did you sleep in that thing last night?
Well, yeah. I didn't want my lip to get cold. You know, the blankets only come up to here.
Jack, look, what are we going to do about our problem?
Problem? What problem?
Terry. She's in love with you, remember?
Oh, Beth, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
That's
it.
That's right. It's just a momentary weakness. She was tired last night, so she couldn't think straight.
Oh, maybe so,
And don't
so,
forget,
Jack,
Janet,
but...
Janet, there was a full moon last night. That affects people in strange ways.
Yeah, well, so you think...
Just trust me. This morning, she will have forgotten the whole thing.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Yeah, I'm right. Come on, pumpkin. I'll make you some breakfast.
Thanks, Jack. I'm starving.
You want a big waffle?
Yeah, that sounds
okay.
Great.
Waffle.
Hey, Terry. Hi. What you up to?
Good morning, Jack. I made you breakfast.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. I love doing it.
So where's your full moon now?
See what I made? Bacon and eggs.
Oh, which is which?
Yeah. The yellow runny things are the eggs, and the little black things are the bacon.
Toast. That's Jack's.
Well, where's mine?
Here.
You're not eating.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, I should have made you more.
You made enough.
Well, I wanted you to save room for lunch.
Lunch?
Yes, I'm taking Jack to the Beagle.
Around noon, okay?
No.
Noon?
Well, Jack mentioned that he was very busy today. Isn't that right, Jack?
I mentioned I was busy today. Sorry, right. Terry. I'm really sorry.
Oh, Jack, it'll just be a quick lunch. Please, 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 please.
Okay, I'll go. As long as it's quick.
Oh, yes, it'll be quick. Okay. Oh, Jack, thank you for making my day.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't she getting to be a problem? What?
You've got a problem, Jack, and you had better think of something to do to cool her off.
Like what?
For starters, don't show up for that lunch date today.
You mean stand Terry up?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's so mean, Janet.
Exactly. Oh, Jack, look, if somebody did that to me, I'd be mad enough to kill him.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. But, Janet.
What?
Can I tell her it was your idea? Why aren't you at work?
The phone was off the hook.
You came all the way home to tell me that?
I've been trying to call you for 2 hours.
Well, Janet, I didn't want to be interrupted,
Jack,
so I...
please, I've got to talk to you about your lunch date with Terry.
Janet, I thought we settled that. I'm not going to show up.
Oh, no, that won't be enough. The way she feels about you, she'd just forgive you in no time.
Okay, all right, so what are we going to do now?
Well, look, I've been thinking, Jack. What was the first thing that we noticed about Terry?
I don't know about you, but I sort of like the way her little...
Jack! That she was very independent.
Oh, yeah, right, that too.
And she didn't like to be bossed around.
Well, who does?
Would you shut up and listen?
Sorry, boss.
Okay, look, all I'm saying is if you really want to turn Terry off, then you're just going to have to be real bossy with her. Just start ordering her around constantly.
Gee, that sounds a little nasty. I don't think
I... Would you rather be married?
I could be nasty. And even a little rotten. But, you know, I'll just boss her around and pick on her.
Good.
Criticize her. Janet, you'll be so proud of me. I will be so obnoxious.
Jack, I knew you had it in you. Alden, well, come on.
Hello,
in.
Janet. Is Terry in?
Well, no. Well,
I just stopped by to drop off some footies. A girl can't have too many.
Hi, Mrs. Alden.
What?
I said hi.
Oh, you're Jack.
Yes, I know. Listen, I have to go, but nice seeing you again.
Well, nice to see you. Oh, my. For a minute there, I thought he was David.
David?
Well, yes, with that mustache, Jack could pass for David's twin brother.
Mrs. Alden, who is David?
Didn't Terry ever tell you?
Uh-uh.
He was her first love. He was a resident when she was a student nurse.
Oh.
Yeah, she was crazy about him.
Ah, but he was really something.
Oh, he certainly was. Arrogant, conceited, nasty, domineering, always telling her what to do.
You mean that he was bossy?
Bossy, that's the word for him.
Oh, I can't imagine Terry with somebody like that.
Well, you know what they say. Love is blind. Why, the worse he treated her, the harder she tried to please him.
What? I gotta go.
What, was it something I said?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jack.
You're late.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was an accident. This bus turned over.
I don't want any excuses, Terry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. It won't happen again.
Oh. Good, that's better. Better not.
Boy, I'm hungry.
Listen, I already ordered for you.
Oh, good, I'm starved. I hope you ordered me a big, juicy hamburger.
I ordered you a beagle salad.
But I feel like...
I don't care what you feel like, Terry. A salad's better for you.
But, Jack...
Don't argue with me, Terry!
I'm sorry, I was just going to say thank you.
Oh.
Here's your salad, Terry. Jack, your double hamburger will be up in just a minute.
Thanks, Mike.
You ordered a hamburger?
Yeah. If you have any objections, would you care to voice them now?
No, no, no. You're a man and you need your protein.
That's right, that's right. I'm all man, all protein. You better believe it.
Ooh, starved.
Hey.
What?
How dare you begin eating before I'm even served? Oh, what'd you do, leave your manners at home?
I've never seen you like this before, Jack.
Yeah, well, you get used to it, because this is the real me. This is the real tripper.
Jack, you're so...
So bossy and obnoxious?
No, so... masterful.
Terry, what am I gonna do with you?
Anything you want.
What did you do that for?
I was trying to save your skin.
I don't think there's any left.
Go wash your lip.
Oh.
Why did you do that?
Well, I just thought it was time that you got rid of David forever.
David?
Yeah, your mom told me all about him.
Oh. Well, what's David got to do with... You didn't think that I thought. I mean, that I... Oh, my God. Why didn't I see it?
Well, you probably just blocked David out of your mind.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I must have acted like... a complete fool.
Oh, well. Oh.
Janet, thanks for caring.
Oh, don't thank me. Jack's the one who was nasty to you.
What a guy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of men would have taken advantage of me, but not Jack.
Mm-mm.
He is a real friend.
Terry.
Why don't you tell him?
Listen, we gotta set something straight. I'm not right for you. It just would not work. You'd be making a terrible mistake.
Oh, Jack, I love you.
Sorry, Janet, I tried.
This cheeseburger is so good.
Oh, come on, can't I have one bite?
Nope, eat your salad.
Yeah, it's good for you.
You know something, Terry? You know, it really hurts. First of all, you tell me the only reason you like me is because I reminded you of someone else, and now the two of you steal my Beagle Burger. You two aren't very good for the old ego, you know. But there is someone who is.
What?
Excuse me? Watch this.
What are you doing?
Don't talk to me while I'm working. Excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
You mind if I sit down?
Not at all.
Haven't I
seen you somewhere before?
Well, if you had, I would have never forgotten.
Oh, thank you.
Say, tell me something. Do you like to walk along the beach?
Oh, I love to.
You do? Well,
Hey, hi there, Ginger.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, thanks for keeping my girl company, Jocko. We're gonna take a nice long walk along the beach.
Wait a minute, Larry. What happened to your mustache?
Some guys just don't need it.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.